The Youth's Instructor, December 5, 1883. Christian Growth. I feel a deep anxiety that the youthful disciples of Christ may grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. Progression is as much a law of spiritual as of physical life. The Scriptures speak of our growing up into Christ. Young converts are represented as babes who need the tender care of those older in experience than themselves. They cannot, by one great effort, attain to the perfection of Christian growth. They are children who must advance little by little until they reach the stature of men and women in Christ. None should be satisfied with a mere profession of Christianity. We should be ever seeking to know more of the plan of salvation and striving diligently to copy the pattern set before us. Those whose eyes are just opened to see the love of Jesus cannot at once fully comprehend His life, His character, or His requirements. All have daily lessons to learn in the school of Christ and a daily experience to gain, that they may understand their duty as His children. Many an honest, well-meaning person makes no advancement in the Christian life because he does not see the necessity of constantly learning more of Jesus. When first converted, he rejoices that he has taken his position on the Lord's side. A year later, he bears the same testimony. There is no evidence of spiritual growth. He is still weak as a child. Much is lost to the Lord's cause because souls that have just entered the school of Christ are left to pick up their education as best they may. Young Christians are not properly instructed, and this is why there are in the church so few strong, active workers for God. The first experience of the new convert is happy and joyous, but trials come. The perplexities of life are to be met. Sinful traits of character that have not been controlled strive for the mastery and too frequently obtain it. Then come a loss of confidence and peace, neglect of prayer and the reading of the Scriptures. For want of the knowledge and experience which they should have, many are overcome by Satan. They do not know how to discern his temptations or to resist them. The young should ask counsel from those who are older in experience in the Christian life, and should be humble enough to receive instruction. And older Christians should have a watchful care for these young disciples, and be ready to encourage and instruct them. Here is an opening for missionary labor of the most important character. How necessary that there be in the church faithful members who have a love for souls and who will lead them into correct paths of religious experience. This is a work in which all Sabbath school teachers should engage. They should know Christ and His saving power for themselves. No others should be teachers in the Sabbath school. And then they should seek earnestly to lead their pupils to the Savior. By reading the Scriptures and praying with them, they can direct them to Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Dear young friends, be careful to begin right in the Christian life. Have faith in Jesus as your helper. Remember that you are not to choose your own work or follow your own ways, but to look to Jesus as your guide and pattern. Keep His example before you, and constantly ask what will be pleasing in His sight. Learn from Him lessons of self-denial and self-sacrifice. Study how you can be like Him in thoughtfulness for others, in meekness and humility. Thus may you grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You may reflect His image and be accepted of Him as His own at His coming.